Some of you have known me quite a number of years. Millie, I apologize. I don't think you and I have ever formally met. So, hello. I think Linda probably has known me the longest of anybody in this room. And the only reason I'm telling you any of this is to tell you that I've always known about the church in Fairfield. Since I sat up and started paying attention to the world around me. About 30 years ago, we got a new priest at the church I was attending in Fairhope. My father was on a search committee, and they brought this fellow. He did a peculiar thing. He stood up in the pulpit and he said, "This is the text that I preach from. If you have a problem with it, go deal with it." And I thought, you know, I've never heard that. From that moment on, I began to be transformed. There is a wider world going on, and we're invited into it. The world is going to go on. God has not stopped. He hasn't slowed down. He hasn't diverted. His plan is being accomplished. And we're invited to participate. Yes. Father Gil Green was that man.
Yes.
Wow. Inside the pages of this, just inside the cover leaf, my son wrote a quote. It's one of Gil Green's favorite, it's the favorite preface of the day, the collect of the day. It's read, mark, study, and inwardly digest this word. This is your fast track to knowing who your Heavenly Father is. Now, he's not restricted to this, as Jonathan discovered yesterday. There'll be a man who has to sort out the theoretical God that he always knew from the reality of his healing. He'll have to sort that out, won't he? Well, it was a good day for him. God is not afraid to confuse us in order to cause us to ask questions. He's not afraid to challenge us. Through Isaiah, he says, "Come, let us reason together." When Father Terry asked me if I would come in as a supply priest to help you all, I thought, I can do that. You need to understand, I'm not a preacher by training, I'm a preacher by permission. All right? And so, those of you who think I will never be in that position, guess what? You will be thrust into that position. But I began to read today's lectionary reading. I am a routine guy. I do the same routine every day. I get up, perform my ablutions, put on my clothes. I go sit by the front door of my house and I get still. And I listen for what my general orders of the day are. I do that every day. Okay. I began to read the lectionary readings, and they're hard readings for today. This is All Saints Sunday. That's why we're wearing the white stoles. The word that Deacon Jason read from Revelation speaks into those All Saints. They stand around the throne and they worship the holy God. And he is holy. And they wear the white robes. It's the robes of holiness. But today's lectionary reading speak about personal holiness. Most of them are an indictment against shepherds that abuse the flock. And what we need to draw from these readings is that we are all shepherds at some level. Some of us have tender hearts that we minister to. But we're all shepherds at some level. And what we need to walk away from the readings with today is that it's not just an indictment, it's always an invitation. It's an invitation into repentance and confession, that we would be restored, that we would be reconciled to a holy God, that we don't have to go on sinning day after day after day. That God has always provided us with a resolution to our problem. John, you're not known as Big John because it's your childlikeness that the Lord has stirred up. Fear not. Be like this little redhead. Marches up to the very throne, the very altar. She ain't scared. So my encouragement to you today is, if there is an issue that you have been dealing with, that you come forward to the altar rail, lay it down and leave it there. It's your burden. Lay it down. Amen.
Please stand.
Oh, it's Gary.